So this record thing came up on my phone and I didn't hit it and it came to this screen. So I don't know. Maybe that's a sign that I should talk, I guess. I'm not really sure. So here I am talking and I don't know exactly what to say. So this is kind of interesting, but I was just with one of my friends and she believes in a lot of the same things as me. So hanging out was so cool because she was actually able to channel certain things to me where she was talking and she didn't even know where it was coming from. And so she was just channeling off of my energy and able to give me these amazing messages and these amazing gifts. So it made our conversation super important because it was literally me and her just like, I don't know, like connecting on a soul level, I guess, where I'm saying things to her that I just feel called because I'm also psychic. So I'm able to really feel off of her energy and she's able to feel off of mine. And if it becomes too much, she's able to calm my energy down and I'm able to balance her out as well. And it's a really beautiful thing when you're able to connect with someone like that and be able to have just such a divine flow, because even at one point my energy just got like so much, and it can happen sometimes. You know, I get really excited about something and I just start going and going and going and people can't keep up with me. And so when that happens, it actually can give them a physical reaction where they might feel nauseous or dizzy or just like instantly tired. And so I can have that reaction to the people around me if I'm not careful. And, you know, she pinpointed it because I was super excited about something and I was going and going. And she said, "Tara, hold on a minute." And she went, "Shh." And she just like totally calmed me down and calmed down my flow and my heart rate. And it was really beautiful. And it was so nice that she was able to recognize, I guess, that my energy was kind of going out of hand, and she knew that her body was reacting in a way that didn't feel good to her. So she instinctively said something to me and she knew exactly what to do because she was able to balance my energy. And knowing how you affect the people around you is so important. And I'm not perfect. So like I said, I totally gave her a, you know, reaction to my throwing my energy at her. And I wasn't doing it on purpose, but I just get super excited just like everyone else, right? So when we're doing this to the people around us, we're not realizing and we don't understand energy how we should. So we don't get how absolutely important it is for people, places, and things to be in alignment with what you believe, because when energy does get onto you, it's not easy to get it off. And that's the same concept as like if you are in the drive-thru, right? And someone is just super duper duper rude to you. And it just, you know, rubs you the wrong way and it just puts you in this bad mood. And it ends up following you around for the whole day. And sometimes it even goes into the next day, because if you're in a bad mood, then bad things just kind of start happening, right? It's just like Murphy's Law. So I'm in a bad mood, so of course I'm going to spill my coffee all over myself. And I'm in a bad mood, so of course I'm going to lose my keys and not know where they are and be late for my appointment. Of course I'm going to, because I'm already in a bad mood. And so I guess it's knowing this, and that's the energy that I'm talking about when I'm saying that energy jumps on you and it's not easy to get off. That's what I mean. So something as simple as just someone being rude can really affect someone's day or week or month, and you don't know what kind of motion that you're setting in, you know. And we have to really be careful about our energy and who we allow around us, and you know, what kind of motives they may have and what kind of motives you have and how you're really feeling. And if your feeling is legit, or if it is just kind of like those rose colored glasses, and what's really happening around you, because we get put in these states. Well, we put ourselves in these states, to be honest, which is the crappy part. But I put myself in this state where I'm just kind of like going through the motions sometimes. And sometimes I just have to. And you know, I guess it's more so knowing that I'm doing it and being like, okay, Tara, you are going through the motions and I understand that you might need a little bit of a mental break, but You know, don't let it turn into 3 or 4 days or a week or a month or a year that you're just having the same day over and over and over again. Because, like I said in one of my videos on my Facebook, that's what it is. It's the same day on repeat. It's the same person on repeat. It's the same situation on repeat. It's the same places, all of it. And, you know, it might look different and it might look like you have, you know, got a divorce and you met someone and it was so great at first. And now you're having the same problems that you did before and you're wondering why. The reason is because you never fixed your stuff. And so you are picking the same types of partners, and people can let us down in many different ways. And so that's what it is. We're picking people that are not good fits for us. And, you know, they're on their own journeys too. And they're not really a bad guy or a bad girl. They're really not. What it is we should really be picking people based off of, you know, more factual things and not so much feelings, because our feelings lie to us sometimes, and our feelings sometimes are patterns, and those patterns might not be serving us. So sometimes feelings don't really give us a big, a full picture, a full scope on things. And I don't know, maybe that's why I felt like I had to make this recording. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know what else to say from here, to be honest. You know, we went to this consignment place and it was absolutely magical. It really, really, really was. And, you know, I was talking to them there. The reason why it was so magical is when you go to a consignment place, like, those are people's memories and those are people's gifts to the people that they loved and to their grandparents and to their dad and to their mom. And so all those things hold energy. Everything has energy. So when you're in a place like that and the music is vibing and the sun is out and the doors open, you're having a really, really beautiful experience. But who's to say that the next time you go there, maybe it's a rainy day and it's really cold out, and maybe the music that they have on is a little bit more mellow and sad, and maybe you're walking by things and it's to a grandparent, and maybe you lost a grandparent recently. So that same experience could also be something that really pulls at your heartstrings and, you know, illuminates some things for you. And it's knowing that every single thing that we do in life has that yin and that yang pull. And we are here to find our divine purpose. And our divine purpose lies within our own happiness and within our own trusting that, you know, we are what we need to be, and we can steer our ships because we're empowered to do so, and we're strong, and you know how divine we are. And so that's where our strength really lies. But a lot of us are really far away from that. And, you know, a lot of those negative energies and those bad moods that we get stuck in, and these patterns we get stuck in, it just keeps us down, and it keeps us running on the same day over and over and over again. And so I guess just awareness of it happening changes things, because it happens to me too. I'm sitting here, I'm talking to you about it, I'm like, blah, 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 you know, but sometimes things get too hard for me, and I'm a human, and sometimes I go into the same state of just kind of like not really paying attention too much, and maybe not listening to the kids as much when they're talking to me, and just wanting to rush them to bed because I just need a minute to myself, even though I had time to myself. And it's ridiculous, you know, and then I feel guilty because of it. I'm not meeting anyone's needs, and no one's meeting my needs, because it's starting with myself. And so this happens to all of us. It's not, I'm not above anyone. I am, if not, you know, it's more oppressive because I'm aware of what's happening. So when this does happen, I might lose my way for, you know, 3-4 days at a time, sometimes more, sometimes less. And then when I realize that I've just been in this awful mood and it's really no one's fault besides my own, you know, I have to then live with that feeling and really work through that and try to be better next time and try to do better next time and try to, you know, pay attention to the signs and keep my energy protected. And I think that's what, you know, this rebirth is. I think it's going to be me learning how to protect myself, but not in a way where I am not being able to feel and not being able to understand things. What I need to protect is my femininity, and I don't want to go into my masculinity. I like to be in my feminine essence. And what pulls me out of that is when I have people around me that don't empower me and don't understand me and don't hear me when I speak. And so that takes me out of my femininity. And I have to be really, really, really careful about who I have around me, because I don't want to be a version of myself that I don't recognize. I've been that before, and I will not be that again. I never will. It was suffocating, and I was miserable, you know, and no one even really knew it. I was still smiling and saying all the things and doing all the things, and I can't go back to that space ever again. I'm only going forward from here. So this is going to be an ascension process for me. And unfortunately, as you ascend and as you get to certain levels of awareness, sometimes people just don't understand you. And that's, I don't know, that's a risk I'm taking, because I choose me and I love me, and I'm not going to keep myself little or, you know, compress myself in any way, shape, or form for anyone ever again. And that includes myself. That includes me. I'm not going to treat myself that way ever again, because I deserve better than that, and I've earned better than that, and I'm not going to go backwards. That's not happening. So, not happening. So I will continue to evolve and, you know, learn who I am as a person and love myself more and more and get to know my divine side and get to know my humanity and just really walk this walk that I'm walking and this dance that I'm dancing, and hope that I can meet people on the other side and that I can find people that are in alignment with me. And, you know, I do have such a good network right now. And I have those people that when I go to them and I talk to them about these thoughts that seem just so big, they have my back, and they always have words that, you know, are divinely led. So I have teachers, and I want to make that extremely clear that I aim to understand things by asking questions and by getting curious and watching documentaries and asking people that know better than me. And that's what I do. I ask a lot of questions. I will go to a community and I will ask questions. I'll say, can you please explain to me what's going on here and why you're doing this? And I think it's amazing. And how did you come to this conclusion? And so this is what I'm doing when I'm going out to different places. I'm talking to different communities. I'm talking to different people. I'm figuring out what works for them, what doesn't, what works for them spiritually, what works for them, you know, if they have a business and how they feel about certain things. And knowledge is power. So that's what I've been collecting, is a whole lot of knowledge, I guess. What is it, like, knower of a lot, but like not a master of any, or whatever it is. I feel like I'm dipped in so many different things, but you know, I'm just Tara, and I'm just here trying to, you know, figure it out myself and just trying to be as happy as I can be and not make that dependent on any single person on this earth besides myself. Because if I cannot give myself happiness, then what is the point? If I have to ask for that in someone else, then that makes me a slave to someone else, and that is not who I am going to be. That's not what I aspire to be. So I'm going to find that empowerment within myself, and I'm going to keep riding this ride because I like it. I like this dance. I like this song. And if I don't like it, guess what? I am not scared to shift, because I am a shifter. And if I have to shift another direction, we all have seen me do it about 35 times in the past year. We know I'll do it again. So I think that's funny that this just happened to pop up on my phone, and now there's a bee around me, which is telling me that I need to end this because the energy is shifting. So I hope everyone has had a great week so far, and thank you for listening, and thank you for, you know, sharing my energy and holding space for me. I don't know if anyone even understands like how much that means to me, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to say anything. I don't have to even know who watched it or listened to this, but the fact that you are listening is an energy exchange, and it goes right to my heart, and I appreciate you.